War, the music band.
So then the next thing that we did was the All Day Music album after we left from Eric. And we were determined that we were going to write our own stuff and create our own music. And we wanted to set a trend for not only War, but I would say the whole music industry. I can remember playing in nightclubs. I remember one night when we was down in Ohio, Cleveland. Remember we used to play those clubs, you know, where the audience used to be right sitting next to us in the, at the tables. And remember how those women and stuff would start crying when we started doing the beginning, the Slipping in the Darkness? You kind of think it's kind of corny, but it isn't corny when you think sure. back, because people would be breaking up and then they would come back to each other, you know.
Like at the, what was it, High Chaparral, those kind of places.
Really?
Chicago, yeah.
They would be out there crying, but, you know, that was a very, it touched the strings of many hearts.
Became a footnote in world history when their 1975 hit, Why Can't We Be Friends, was beamed through the universe during the historic U.S. astronaut-Russian cosmonaut link-up in outer space.
You know, Why Can't We Be Friends was really a trip to that one. When we did that song, man, you know, the last thing I ever thought somebody would do, yeah, when we wrote it in Japan, huh? We were sitting over in Tokyo in the dressing room.
That's right.
That's right, with the sound system. When
I got some film of that.
Godzilla came out of the ocean and mad at everybody. We said, wait a minute, what's wrong with you?
And that's when we started singing, Why Can't We Be Friends?
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't
said, I know what I'm talking about.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
I know you're waking for the